Live from Christmas Eve in the Think Tank, it's a wheezing, groaning sound, categorically the only podcast about Doctor Who. And today, we're changing faces and examining Tom Baker's debut, Robot. Yes, indeed, Robot. So pop a metal Mickey, get C-3PO so comfortable, nice. And don't get distracted by TikTok from Return to Oz. Remember TikTok?
Yeah.
I'm Tom Neenan, and joining me are two men never afraid to care for their teapot and treat their kettle well.
Oh,
it's Mr. Paul Lynch, Mr. John Brain. Oh. Welcome, 2024, lads. Hello.
What a lovely, brave new world.
A brave new world that we're living in. Oh. How exciting.
And
now,
we're still talking about TikTok from Return to Oz, so it's a brave, happy
We have not changed one bit. Do not worry, listeners.
No.
Now, obviously, Robot deals with about consciousness.
Yes.
And about, you know, obviously, there's a lot of discussion about AI and things like that. And so I was thinking a lot about consciousness and the role of, you know, where is God in all this?
Right.
And that prompted me to ask a question, which is, Paul, what was on TV on the day of the first broadcast of Robot?
Well, by the way, guys, love it. It is Saturday the 28th of December, and it's 1974.
28th of December?
28th of December.
And you got a brand new series of Doctor Who?
Brand new.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Brand new series. What a Christmas treat.
Yeah. Oh. Especially that bit of Christmas that's, you know, a TM.
The Wasteland.
The Wasteland. Margaret Caborn Smith, the Merineum.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And suddenly you've got brand new Doctor Who on. That's lovely.
Brand new Doctor Who and a brand new Doctor.
And my favourite bit of this is when he does the robot song.
It is a firm favourite in our family. Programmes began on BBC One at 8:35 with Trumpton.
Hey!
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes. Miss Lovelace, hang on.
Oh.
Linda? Linda Lovelace.
Linda Lovelace was in Trumpton.
Yeah. Mm. She took on Hugh Pew, Buddy Mary. Good lord.
It's deep throated cup of dibble and grub.
No bread was made by Wendy Miller that day.
I bet it wasn't.
No.
Only love bread.
Take us through what love bread is in your in your humble opinion. Spikes. Is it a big baguette?
Spunking in a windmill.
Spunking in a windmill.
Masturbating alone in a windmill.
Yeah.
So I bet he went when he ejaculated.
Do you reckon the windmill, the sails went really fast?
Yes. Yeah.
He was masturbating.
So you can tell.
He knew to not go in.
Yeah. Like Jonathan Creek.
Yeah, exactly. When the windmills are spinning, don't come asking him to investigate crime.
Anyway, it's called Mrs. Lovelace and the Mayor's Hat.
Ooh. Oh. Is a mayor's hat a euphemism for a prophylactic, maybe?
Do you reckon that's the special that she can do? She can do you a mayor's hat.
Yeah.
Give me a quick mayor's hat. Or a sailor's chalice.
A sailor's chalice.
I don't know what that is.
He was in Only Fools and Horses, wasn't
he?
He was, yes. Peter Chalice.
Yeah. A shepherd's bonnet.
A shepherd's bonnet. 8:50 was Josie and the Pussycats.
Hey!
In outer space.
What?
I mean, don't know what adventures they had, but they must have had them. Oh, this is lovely. This is lovely. Straight after that, 9:10, it's the Royal Institution Christmas Lectures.
Very good.
Beautiful.
The Language of Animals with David Attenborough.
This is the language of animals. Oink, oink. Woof, woof.
This penguin, he's saying fuck off.
Surely they should have booked Johnny Morris for that gig.
Oh, hello. I'm a big orangutan.
That's good.
Hello, I'm a camel.
I'm very thirsty. Have you got any water?
I don't. I'm a dung beetle. I live in shit. Yeah. Semi-detached shit, of course.
Yeah.
I'm an otter and Terry Nutkins has slept with my wife, so I'm going to bite his finger off.
I'm an otter. It's very formal.
Hello.
Hello, I'm an otter. Leave me alone. Fair enough. After that was grandstand, bloody grandstand from 12:15 to 5:10.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. But then it was the Shari Lewis show.
No idea.
Apparently she was a ventriloquist and made famous for Lamb Chop. Remember Lamb Chop?
Yes, I do remember. I know she is now, yeah.
Very distressing eyelashes, Lamb Chop.
Yeah. Distressing eyelashes.
Was it This Is The Song That Doesn't End? That one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that it?
Tonight.
How did Lamb Chop sound? Was Lamb Chop like, hello? Yeah. Like that?
I think so.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Lamb Chop.
I'm lamb chop.
Fucking lamb chop. You bastards.
You need to listen to me.
You people.
Of course, lamb chop was dubbed for the British audience.
Yeah.
And he was also dubstep.
Dubstep.
Nice. British audience. Anyway, after the Sherry Lewis show at 5:35 was Doctor O.
5:35.
Robert.
Yay.
Part one. There is a write up for you, Tomothy. Here we are. Unit are called in when top secret plans and valuable equipment is stolen from a high security establishment. The newly regenerated doctor suggests the thief might not be human. Lovely.
Lovely. There you go. I'd watch that.
Lovely. Yeah. After that was Brucey. My love is my generation. Game of generations, it is my love.
Lovely.
Brucey's generation game. Lovely.
I mean, this is peak generation
game. Yeah, this is pure.
I'd love to have all of those on. Can they just put all of those on iPlayer, please?
I'd just like to have them all tattooed on me. Every episode. Make a fucking pot. Yeah, you can make a pot from me, can you? You can.
That's even the thing. Davison series, would you have that?
Oh, no.
The Grayson?
Grayson, what? I'll have.
Yeah?
Oh, Grayson, yeah. Oh, what? Larry?
Yeah.
With Slack Alice?
Can you do a Larry?
Shut that door.
Very good.
Yeah. All my impressions are from the 70s. can't do anyone modern than me. After Generation Game was a film, On the Beat.
Oh, Norman Wisdom.
Norman
Yes.
I really hate Norman Wisdom. Sorry.
Because of the saccharine bit.
No, just everything. I just don't find him remotely funny. I wish I did. I love that style of comedy, but
I prefer him to who was, is it Arthur Askey? I think y'all. Who was that?
Oh, Arthur Askey.
Arthur Askey. I prefer him to a
weird arms.
With his weird arms and his
hello. Everybody loves me. I'm Arthur Askey. He's orangutan, right toe, tight arms. I'm a member of the Water Rats.
Whereas Norman Wisdom, I think I saw some of his films when I was a kid, and I quite liked him because he's got a puckish sort of young energy, hasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's like a love Peter Pan, isn't he?
Yes,
I don't like it when he does all that. All I wanted to do was help the lady.
I'm afraid every film has that moment.
It has to have it as well.
Don't love
sometimes
me.
Sometimes he sings as well. Yeah. He does it really serious. He doesn't do a comedy song.
He sings that. Fuck the police.
The police. The revolution will not be televised. That one. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, wonderful.
On the Beat has a moment where he's too little to join the police. So he has to come in wearing stilts.
And doesn't one of the stilts fall off and he's sort of walking lopsided? That's fun, right. Isn't it? Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Norman. I think you can get away without wearing
Norman
stilts.
Wisdom in a cab.
After that, of course, was Shirley. Not It Shirley, it's just Shirley. Shirley Bassey.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah, Shirley Bassey. And guess who she's joined with? Neil Diamond.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Diamond. Now, boys, what do we think about this this modern predilection now for people to do the Neil Diamond thing and go bish bish? But I don't like it.
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
Yeah.
I do not like that at all.
And it's now kind of like the theme for gambling.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's oikery.
Yes.
Isn't it? Oikes.
Yeah, we've turned Neil Diamond into Elizabeth Duke.
Yeah.
That'll do. You
know the glitter has come off the diamond, hasn't it? It's Neil Cubic Zirconia is
diamond
what he is.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Bish, bash, bash. And they also go, so good. So good. I don't like that.
But good for Neil. I mean, he gets lots of money.
I hope he does get money for that.
Does he get so good money?
Yeah.
And they just go, so good.
I imagine he does. Ka-ching. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, after Shirley was Kojak.
Oh.
Who loves you, baby?
I love your baby.
I like your baby.
Hello. I'm fond of your babies.
Hello.
Hello, it's me, Kojak.
Traditional greeting of Kojak.
That was the British remake.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm rather partial to your baby.
Sorry, Duncan Goodhue.
Would you like... He'd have to be it, wouldn't he?
He would.
Who else can do it?
Matt Lucas now.
Matt Lucas.
Now he's not funny. He'd be pretty good at that.
Lucas, who else is bald?
Her. She lost all her hair, didn't she?
Oh, Gail Porter.
Gail Porter.
Hello, I'm very fond of your baby.
Oh, what a lovely baby.
I went to a flirty 30, a birthday party, which was going out with a guy from Top Loader.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I went into that party. I don't know how we managed to get invited to that.
Oh.
And all the paparazzi were really excited, and then we turned up. They're like, "Oh,
Did you dance in the moonlight?"
We danced under artificial lighting.
Oh, fair enough.
No moonlight based dancing, I'm afraid.
Obviously she lives in Edinburgh, so at the Fringe I see her quite a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
And once I think I can tell this story. It's not particularly bad.
Go on.
The Royal Mile, she was having
bad. Okay.
You'll see why. She was on the Royal Mile having her caricature with her daughter drawn, which was very nice. Mm. And what's his name? Oh no, I've forgotten his name. Benson Phillips was flying.
Oh, right.
He spotted her from across the Royal Mile and went, "Fucking hell, hello, Gail," which is sort of slightly strange, but yeah.
Aww.
He's a modern eccentric, his old Dave.
He is. He really is. Doesn't look. It looks like he's frozen in an aspic, doesn't he? Still looks so youthful. Yeah.
I often see he lives near me.
Oh, really?
Well, around near me.
Does he?
Yeah, I see him sometimes in Tesco.
Was it Chester? Was his puppet?
I don't remember.
Chester was like.
Did he have a puppet?
I think he had a puppet. It was quite sort of rough
that
and ready.
Rings a bell, now.
Yeah, on the tent stop maybe or something.
Yeah,
listeners.
I think he was called Harvey Weinstein.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh, that's aged terribly.
What's that, Harvey?
Unlike Dave Benson Phillips.
Yeah, exactly.
What was his puppet? Algebra the Owl. That's right. Something like that. Mm. Or nothing like that.
You used to hold him in brackets.
After Kojak, who loves you, I like your babies, was That's Life, 1974 Review of the Year.
Oh wow. How many different carrots shaped like weird things did they have there?
Dogs that said sausages.
Yeah.
Cats that said...
there is the opposite. Bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah. Cats that said bacon.
Bacon.
Mr. Wilberforce of Lala said... wonderful.
Lovely.
That is nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's nothing to do with us, but we will pass your regards to the council. Mm. Doc.
Well, I've been looking at a lovely pair of bristles.
And then bristles would be at the end, wouldn't they?
That
was very much time for bed when I was going up.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the end credits came on, that was
time for your bath.
Pavlovian. No, bed.
Oh,
not,
really?
Not a bath. No, bed. Bedtime. Okay. Bam, bam. It's like, shit, time for bed.
Yeah.
That was BBC One.
Yeah.
BBC Two programmes, of course, is 1974, so the programme started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
BBC Two's going to a rough patch.
Afternoon, BBC Two. It started with Saturday Cinema.
Ooh.
With a film called Jupiter's Darling.
Oh, I like it.
MGM Spectacular, a musical excursion into ancient Rome.
Oh, nice.
Imagine.
Lots of tap dancing around.
This decorum in the forum. That sort of thing. Yeah. I'm Jupiter.
Yep.
I've had a poopiter.
Nice.
I'm a computer purr. Which hasn't been invented yet. That sort of thing.
I'd watch that.
I'm trying to think of any other Rome-based songs.
Toga is gonna be for ya.
There's Rome business, like Rome business.
Very good.
All roads lead to Rome.
I'll seizure in the morning.
I've had a seizure in the morning.
Ding.
Ding dong, I need some fucking pills. Lovely. That's covered all the Rome.
Yeah.
There's something about Britannicus, but I can't remember. Anyway, so after that, was closed down.
Yep, of course. Exhausted.
And then it reopened again at 4:35 with Play Away.
Oh, nice.
And then it closed down again.
Oh.
Jesus. And then it closed down for 3 hours. Came back with Swonderful. Swonderful.
Swonderful.
Swonderful.
Swonderful. Marvelous.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Jack Lemmon leads a nostalgic tribute to George Gershwin, so it is all that.
Oh,
this
lovely.
Guy could write.
Why
not
is it?
Great at times at all, but
whenever people mention George Gershwin, I always imagine someone going, "George Gershwin! What's that? What's that? Is that from something?"
I think that's very much a YP.
So you think George Gershwin?
Gershwin!
Are you thinking of Wayne's World?
I don't know.
George Gershwin.
Oh, nice.
How do you regard Bernstein?
Well, that's obviously Leonard Bernstein from The End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yes.
He's played by Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Of course.
In the film Maestro.
Maestro.
Which I've seen, and he had a freaky old life, didn't he?
Oh, was it worth him studying for 6 years to become a conductor? Just so he could ride the bus that one time.
Yeah. Oh.
I like the sequel he's making about the guy who invented the lawnmower called Flymo. And he's going to have a big orange nose.
Yeah.
Very moving. Yeah, yeah. Fuck it!
Oh, no!
He's going to go, I need to design this lawnmower and then look in the mirror and see his orange nose.
Hello.
I'm going to... What am I going to call it? And a fly comes in.
His name lands on Mo Little Mo. Past, yeah.
A fly comes in on Mo Molem. Brilliant idea.
Flymo.
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 After Swanderful.
Swanderful.
Was an unforgettable rose drama.
Mm-hmm.
It just says this right off. Hugh Pernitz. Hugh Pernitz's wife Fanny has died.
Fanny Pernitz.
In stereo. So Fanny Pernitz.
I'm afraid,
sir,
you'll need a Fanny Pernitz.
Please, sir, can I see your Fanny Pernitz?
Please fill out form triplicate. Yeah.
Oh, the old Soho nightclubs, they used to go round, and if you didn't have your Fanny Pernit, yeah. Then...
Go on, let's have a look at your Fanny Pernit. Oh, this hasn't been stamped.
Yeah. I've left it in the car, sorry. Yeah. I'm afraid you'll have to leave, sir.
Yeah. You'll have to leave, sir. There's no dicking around in Soho without your Fanny Pernit.
Is it The Look of Love, the Steve Coogan film? It's all about that. All
oh,
about
is it?
Yeah, yeah, trying to...
No one saw it, so no one knows.
Yeah. Yeah,
nobody in the world has ever seen
it.
It's a shame. So
hey,
Fanny...
they made a film about Schrodinger. Hey?
Hey.
Or did they?
They did and they didn't.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Listen, Fanny Pernitz has died.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fanny. We've made a mockery of your death.
At her funeral are two unexpected mourners.
Oh.
And then it says, party. P-A-R-T-I.
P-A-R-T-I? Because I wanna.
Fanny Pernitz has died at a funeral of two unexpected mourners. Party.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I'm convinced.
Party.
Party.
I think it's the stroke man again.
I think it might be.
Blah, 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 yeah.
After that was at 20 past nine, this year, next year.
Very fitting.
This year, next year. 12 political journalists investigate who to watch out for in the world in 1975.
I'm hearing a lot about this young whippersnapper Margaret Thatcher might be...
this sexy young gentleman by the name of Lord Lucan.
Mm-hmm. There's a very attractive young Iranian man called... Iraqi called Saddam Hussein. I've heard he's one to look out
for. That
I've seen him hanging around.
Spent the weekend yachting with a certain sparkly, dewy-eyed gentleman by the name of Osama bin Laden. One to watch out for, I think. And also, I don't mind telling you, I had a great arse.
Really?
Join us next time.
Political journalists is fancying despots.
Yeah, yeah.
I say ding dong.
Gaddafi, more like good damn. Ooh. I want some of that.
God damn you, sir.
I saw Idi Amin bending over the other day.
Anyway, I saw that Yasser Arafat the other day, and I haven't slept since. Oh, blimey, what a hunk. And he wears a dress, you know. Yes, wonderful stuff. So anyway, I don't think the 12 political journalists did investigate who to watch out for in that sense.
No.
They were probably like, the Ministry of Fishing Overseas is quite interesting this year. Would have been that sort of shit.
Ted Heath was flaunting his curves.
Ted Heath was copping a feel and batting his eyes at the trade union. Showing his new organ stop. Anyway, and that was your television delights. It was Slim Pickens, I'm afraid, on BBC One.
But why?
Why?
When you could be watching Robot.
Oh, Robot.
We begin in media res. Hooray. Oh, of course
we did.
With a reprise, a rare reprise at the start of the series.
Oh, yes.
Of John Pertwee regenerating. Oh. Well, here we go again.
Has this been Back to the Future 2'd?
How do you mean?
At the beginning of Back to the Future 2, they had to reshoot the end of the first one because Elizabeth Shue replaced the actor who was Marty's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because the Brigadier says, here we go again, in a different
way. Does he?
Like, in a different take.
Did he use a different take?
Oh, interesting.
So I think they came back and they picked up.
Yeah.
Because he does, like at the end of Back to the Future 2, when he says, at the beginning, he says, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah.
He says it differently to...
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, like, where we're going, we don't need... Right, I'll be in my trailer.
So they did all that again. At no point did they decide to retake. What does he want?
Exactly.
I mean, I'd love the idea that Pertwee, they called him in and went, can you come into the studio and get dressed up? Yeah, can you just to lie down and get replaced again?
Ironically, Colin Baker stood in for him.
Well, fact fans, we'll come on to that later.
Oh, will we?
Yeah. There we go. Well, here we go again. And this is where we first meet Harry Sullivan comes in, the wonderful Ian Marta.
Yeah.
Big fan of Harry Sullivan.
I just feel sorry for him.
Yes.
I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just no place for him in this program.
And then he's not.
Yeah.
Until episode 3, and then he's not anymore.
Yeah. It felt like they were sort of.
Blink and you miss him.
He was there to be sort of the action man, and then they didn't need him because exactly. Tom's quite live, isn't he? And quite sort of energetic. But yes, anyway, then we see a POV of a mysterious thing that looks like sort of the window of a public toilet.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was someone shifting a solar panel.
Yeah. These bits are where the very fun episode grinds to an absolute halt, aren't they?
Yes.
these little bits where it's like walking very slowly.
Yeah.
And it gets a folder, and the folder says "Top Secret."
Top Secret.
Hey, that's a lot of fun. We then see, so the Doctor's sort of recuperating after regenerating.
Yes. Yeah.
Sarah's fashion has changed. Sarah dresses so well in this story, by the way.
Amazing.
She looks absolutely incredible. And she wants access to this mysterious think tank.
Yes.
That's very interesting. And sort of there's some high-flying scientists and everything getting involved. And she wants access to it.
Yes.
And the brig is going to sort that out for her. So you know, things are sort of... And then we see... This is like the fun of episode 1. The Doctor having a little sneak.
Oh, lovely.
He's trying to get back in his TARDIS.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the fact that he likes his new nose.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Goes, oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Because that's a throwback to Pertwee doing the same thing.
He's brilliant off the bat, isn't he?
Mm.
Tom. He's very
good. I was
saying
to you earlier, as soon as he opens his eyes, that's it. He doesn't change for the next 7 years.
Yeah.
We were talking about this, how much I think people were really genuinely panicking or going, I can't deal that Pertwee's no longer my doctor. Mm-hmm. Who is this Matt? And then within 2 minutes, they go, everything's fine.
Yeah. It's just so fun, isn't it? It's so fun.
He's already amazing.
And he's got everything. He's got a bit of like, I love the bits where he's a bit scary as well. Like when he starts like throwing things around and getting like a bit angry and stuff. I really like it.
He's just very unpredictable.
That's quite scary
in your hero.
Yes.
And is it me or in this episode, just before we get to that, doesn't Sarah Jane call the Brigadier a swinger at one point?
She does.
Oh, yeah, you're a swinger.
She does.
Okay. He's heard some stories. He's got some pampas grass outside of his house.
Got some pampas and he's covered in
that. He's got a baby.
He's an adult baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard it here first. The Brigadier is an adult
baby. Adult baby. Add that to the list.
A baby.
Yeah.
We should also mention, talking about the Brigadier and UNIT in general, we lost a member of UNIT.
We did, Mike Yates.
Yeah.
Well, I love Mike Yates.
Yeah.
We all love Mike Yates.
Love Mike Yates.
I was rather uncharitable. I was considering at one...
You went, good.
Yeah.
It was weird, that.
No, it's obviously so sad to see. But he was on one of the, you know, sort of behind the sofa watch-alongs on the DVDs. Didn't contribute a lot. Mainly coughed. He was mainly coughing. But he was he was very nice. And he was great. Mike Yates is a great character.
Brilliant.
Which my mum would say, it's not the cough that carries you off. It's the coughing that carries you off.
There you go. Mm.
Wow.
When you're on
right. Put that on his grave.
Yeah. R.I.P. But it's odd, isn't it? Because we don't actually know what happens to Mike Yates because he's in Planet of the Spiders, but then he sort of vanishes. And obviously Benton sticks around, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
But there's no Mike Yates here because he's not part of UNIT anymore.
He probably got like a summer season or something.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd be nice. What he's doing, like landscape gardening. Maybe.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope Mike Yates canonically is very happy.
I hope he started doing porn.
Yeah,
very
that'd be fun.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike, great sex. That's what.
Mike, great sex.
Mike, great sex.
That was great sex.
You wouldn't even have to change UNIT, would you?
No.
It's just there.
Yeah.
Mike, great sex in. Reporting for duty.
Come a tailor and call himself Tunic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but there you go. Something to conjure with the now sadly deceased.
I hope his family are listening to this and appropriately moved.
Yeah.
This gives you comfort in your moment of need.
R.I.P. Mike, great sex.
Richard Frank.
That was great sex, Mike. Thank you.
Real You're like, welcome. That's the kind of people who would go, duh, duh, duh. Great.
I just like the idea of going, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Not agreeing.
No. Thank you. Has his own opinions.
Yeah, he's literally thank you. Providing us.
Thank you.
Great.
And he's at that point where he can have sex with anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a problem. Anyone.
And imagine that great was his superpower. Sex, he just does great sex.
Great sex.
But inwardly, he's like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah. That was for you. That you would have enjoyed it. But I know I've got a better one in me.
He's like, I think you faked. No, it was great sex, Mike. Thanks. Moving on to his next great better. Sex.
Good for him.
I'm writing that. I'm going to pitch that. Mm. Mike, great sex.
Well, they're doing spin-offs, aren't they?
Yeah. Brand new program on BBC Two now. Great sex. Yates.
With Mike, great sex.
Yeah.
Great sex, Yates.
I want it to be like the Fanny Craddock shows of him just standing there going, if you want to have great sex.
Well, this evening I'll be making some great sex.
Well, like
with Pam Ayres. Hello.
like Fanny Craddock, I hope he has a Johnny.
Oh, wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful. Come on. Wonderful. Yeah. We're all having fun. R.I.P. Richard Franklin. Yeah. And
sex.
We have our second robot sequence, our second and it's John Scott Martin. John Scott Martin from One of Our Dinosaurs is Missing and what's it called? Little Shop of Horrors. He's one of the tramps in Little Shop of Horrors. And of course, Dalek Operator is what he's known as.
That's where I've seen him before.
Yeah.
He's not very good at sex, I heard.
No, I've heard it's absolutely awful.
Dreadful at sex.
Apparently, Don't Do It Again was one of the rumors.
Yeah. John, stop farting.
That's why he's not very good at sex. Every pump he lets out.
It's like I've all the engine. Yes. It's horrible.
He's done.
Oh no!
Just one side, pathetic.
Oh. And of course, you can't smoke. You don't light a cigarette after that.
No, no. Like the Hindenburg.
Smoke rings at the other side. Problem with him is he's a farty, farty man. Yeah.
Oh, the humanity, she said.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what she said, he said. And she said, I know I am.
Why don't you go next door and see Mike? He does great sex. I think I will.
God, imagine living next door to Mike, great sex. You have to get one of those things you see advertised with, your mattress headboard, to stop it banging against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You have to put some blue tack behind it. Yeah. Stop the thumping.
That would be a Blue Peter suggestion, wouldn't it? Why not try a lump of blue tack?
A lump
of
blue tack next door. Just pop some toilet
roll. Polystyrene.
Mm. Yeah.
And a toilet roll holder. And why not paint a little picture on it?
Anthea Turner. Then they brought out the VHS, didn't they, of how to make it.
Tracy Island, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But this one is just how to put a bit of blue time on your airport. It's a VHS and it's 2 minutes long.
Introduction by Mike Great Sex.
Hi, I'm Mike. I've just had great sex.
It's a bit like Bates when he used to do the certificate thing, wasn't it?
Simon Bates.
When you're having great sex, you want to make sure it's suitable for the audience at home.
Make sure your great sex is British kite mark. None of that funny continental stuff.
No. That's why we left.
You're like Roger Moore, missionary every time.
I believe he's attempting re-entry, sir. Nice. Oh, he's done.
Yeah. Finished.
007.
Double. Oh. Roger's sex noise. Sorry. We're somewhat drifting off topic.
Someone has to make that their ringtone.
I keep trying to talk about Mike Grayson. let's move on.
Well, look, because we've got the costume changes. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Mm. We've got the Doctor changes costumes in quick succession. We have a Viking, the King of Hearts, a Pierrot clown, and then the classic Doctor look we know and love. What do we think?
It's amazing.
It's just beautiful, isn't it?
Fun. As he walks out in that costume with that hat on, it's like, that's it for the next 7 years. You don't need to do anything else apart from John Nathan. Don't know what you did, but
they sort of repeat this very scene a bit later on, don't they? With the with Romana.
When she changes, it keeps on coming
sort
in
of
and out.
Regenerating into different looks. Mm. They do that sort of gag thing. It's
really fun. Sadly, Colin only just goes from Peter Davison's outfit to just what he's wearing. It would be nice to see him in anything else, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because Sylvester got that, didn't he? He got a bit of Troughton.
Exactly.
Although you do get to see Tom in Bessie, which is mad.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
that's weird?
Odd, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh. It's really, really jarring, but really good fun.
Like, yeah, it's like seeing Shooty Gatwa in, like...
In the Whomobile.
In the Whomobile. Yeah.
Which, strangely, I think he'd do quite
he'd
well.
He'd do so well. He'd look amazing in it. Good. Yeah. And then he's got his new costume. Sarah arrives at Think Tank, where she meets Hilda Winters and Arnold Jellicoe.
Now, Hilda... Oh, I've turned myself down.
Hilda's great. Ooh.
Hilda Winters was married at the time to Dennis Waterman.
Get off.
And she's the mother of Dennis Waterman's daughter, who was in EastEnders.
Oh!
Whoa!
She's very good in this.
Yeah, she's amazing.
A great villain.
She is.
You know who was approached for the role of Arnold Jellicoe?
Terence Trent D'Arby.
Colin Baker.
Oh, no. Get off with your facts.
That is literally unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. But yes, it's unsaid, and I'm sure that lots of Doctor Who fans would argue that maybe I don't think that Hilda and Arnold are in a relationship. I think their eyes are both elsewhere.
Yeah.
Would be what my assumption.
Yes, I know what you mean.
But yes, we meet them. They're great characters. They're very brilliant. Vivid. And then what else? And the Doctor realizes that what's happening is that a big disintegrator gun's being built, isn't it?
Yeah, he notices a pulverized dandelion.
Oh yeah, that's right. Fun,
something
isn't it?
Heavy must have stood on that.
Yeah,
says our new Doctor.
Something very heavy. Mm. So they hide the rest of the stuff that's needed for the disintegrator gun or whatever
Emmett's Electricals in Essex.
And they'll never find it.
No. Surely it's a safer place to store that sort of like high-tech weaponry. Emmett's Electricals in Essex.
He is an odd place to...
Mm.
Strange.
And then he's in an underground bunker.
Yeah.
But suddenly, because they're like, well, they can't get in from above or the side. And he's like, that does leave One Direction.
Mm. Mm. And the band One Direction are
on. Hiya. Hello.
bloody happen now, wouldn't it?
Mm.
BBC.
Then Sarah meets Kettlewell. Now, Kettlewell is what a character.
Kettlewell.
He looks like a scientist you'd see on a cereal box.
I was just going to say, he looked like he invented Weetos.
Yeah, he did.
Looks like he was accidentally created on the Great Egg Raid. They somehow hatched him.
I've found a way to make Weetos 30% more tasty.
He's wonderful, isn't he? He's just literally. And how the things are sort of slightly.
Wait, what is he doing?
Toaster hat, do you think? Toaster hat? There's a doffed off toast. Just that. Brilliant.
Sometimes, brilliant. When I'm making notes, I watch Doctor Who on 1.5 speed. Just to sort of get it, you know, sort of, and you can't understand what. Exactly. But Kettlewell's completely indecipherable when you listen to.
Yeah, you can't really understand
speed,
anything he says.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Oh, so he's the tramp from Little Shop of Horrors.
No, that was John Scott Martin.
No.
Oh, who was John Scott Martin?
He was the guy on the phone, the security guard who got killed by the robot.
Sorry. Nothing going on here.
Yeah.
Oh,
no! Yeah, he's all of the Daleks as well. He's one of the Dalek operators.
All of the Daleks.
Sarah does some canny journalizing here.
She's so good at snooping.
She does some snooping where she goes out, but then she like comes back, having spoken to Kettlewell, to see because something was up.
I've still got 10 minutes left on my permit.
Yeah.
Can't argue with the
fact. On a fanny permit.
I still have my fanny permit stamp.
So she
have to have a look at that.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely all checks out.
So she heads back in because she's seen
I'd like
something.
To laminate your fanny permit. Sorry.
Oh dear!
Oh no! Laminate it.
It's Sarah Jane. Now look what you've done.
Oh no! The studio's upset.
Yeah. And then, so she goes in, and she's confronted by a giant robot in the part one.
I need to ask two questions about the robot.
Go on. Okay.
One, why has it got a nose?
So it can smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two. Is it like the right-wing uncle of the Smash robots?
They kill them with our metal knives. Yeah. It's a disco thing, isn't it? It's a mighty thing.
It's great, I think.
Mm.
I mean, it walks awkwardly, but you'd expect that from a man in the suit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got that thing where they haven't quite worked out how it can hold things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's got sort of holds things.
The old days, they used to think robots would be great if they had two pincers.
Yeah.
Well, look at your hand.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Look at opposable thumbs and digits and go with that. Because it's a bit where you have to do a bit of like furious calculation on a computer and you're going, he can't do that.
No, he can't do it. Yeah, yeah.
Just slam it.
Or hold a gun. Yes, he can't really hold
it. He can't really hold a gun, can he?
No.
Yeah.
Think again, boffin.
Yeah. Come on, BBC.
Come on.
Anyway, he kind of looks cool though, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he
does. We like him.
Yeah.
We reprise, and actually, it's Miss Winters, and she's being a bit mean to Sarah.
She's
because
showing off in that sort of awful way. Mm. Doesn't she, like?
she's asking the robot to kill Sarah Jane.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, the robot observes the Asimov first rule of robotics.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Which is always be having a great time.
It's, yeah, rule two is you can't talk about Asimov's rule.
Rule three is who the fuck is Alice?
Yeah, yeah.
Four is.
Burr, burr, burr.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Four is classified.
Yeah. Five is. Da, da, da. Ridiculous.
Harry's sent to think tank later.
Yeah.
Yes, and Kettlewell sort of is worried about what they're doing to the robot, but maybe he's been being a bit nefarious. He's a bit slippery, old.
Yeah,
don't trust
me. Just a bit of a U-turn, isn't he, old Kettlewell?
The robot is sent to kill the man on the front of the Pringles tube.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh my God, what happened to me?
He's a very odd-looking man.
Yes.
And we get information about the Scientific Reform Society.
Oh, they're a bit.
I like their logo. I'd like that logo on a t-shirt or something.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. It's a bit fashy, logo. But it's not quite fashy, is it?
All logos are a bit fashy.
That's why John likes it.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. It looks very good. And if all you need to know about the Reform Society is they're hard line because they don't think women should wear trousers. That seems to be the main thing.
I think they've got a point.
Someone's got to say it.
Yeah. Mm. Come on, guys. And then the robot visits Kettlewell, having killed the Pringles man, the walrus Pringles man, and he's like, I am dead. You went against my programming.
He comes home to like daddy, like, what have I done?
Yeah.
I've been a very naughty boy, spank me.
Yeah. Then he's just spanking for the
one way to get around. It seems like the one flaw in the robot's program is if you tell it that it has to kill an enemy of the human race.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, it's really quite simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it when, just before that scene, Jellicoe's tinkering with it. He's got his head off, hasn't he? And he's
around.
And just next to him is a screwdriver, a wrench, and a can of WD-40. Top scientific.
And a Lego equipment. Hen.
He's an engineer.
Lego hen.
He's an engineer first and a scientist second.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And he's very upset. Although, as you say, like, there's very simple. You go, that's an enemy of the human race. That's an enemy of the human race. And then suddenly it's just a murder machine.
Yes,
pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a murder machine that keeps going, what have I done? And
then,
murders again.
Loves murdering.
Oh.
What have I got here? And then the character of Phillips. Oh yeah, because there's
who's Phillips.
The Phillips is an extra. Who I became. But they go, Phillips will see you out, and I was like, oh, yeah, Phillips. Phillips never appears
his
again.
His favorite drink, screwdriver.
Yeah. Hey, come on.
He's a tool.
And then we see Harry Sullivan from the Ministry.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because he's so likable and he's a lovely character.
Yeah.
But I just feel so sad for him because it feels like he doesn't work in this format now.
He's so not appearing in this film, isn't he?
Yeah.
And you know, on paper, they're like brilliant. But like you say, as soon as Tom and Sarah Jane are together, he's just a bit like,
we don't
need him at all.
He's just a bit beige, isn't he, and a bit nothing.
Well, because he goes undercover here, but all he does is get knocked out. That's his only thing. And so the Kettlewell calls the doctor, and then we get a lovely bit where the doctor's typing very fast.
Oh, yeah, he does his typewriter.
He's the man on the typewriter.
Fast forward typewriter.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays...
All work and no play makes a doctor a dog.
Nowadays, that's just normal typing, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
1,000 words a minute.
I'm mainlining your polos.
That's all right. Look.
I'm so sorry. I saw you've got an auxiliary tube.
I
might have to have a polo.
There we go.
It wouldn't be wheezing groaning sound if we went all eating
polos. Listen, we're all having polos.
Old librarians.
It's crazy here.
But here's the thing. So he goes round to see Kettlewell, but then... Oh!
The outer casing of the polo just slipped off the tube.
So now it's just that odd...
Exposing the mint innard.
The foil that isn't foil is in there.
I found out that the inside of the polos is a robot.
No!
Oh, no!
So anyway, so then the doctor arrives, and then the robot starts menacing him.
Yeah.
He does a few things. He tries to tie up this scarf to trip up the robot, but all it does is wrench off one of the pillars. And then suddenly the robot.
And I thought that pillar might be load bearing.
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't
disaster.
It?
That's Mike Great Sex is also load bearing.
Mike, as usual, great sex.
Hey, Mike. Great sex.
Thank you.
What can I say?
Yeah.
It was just great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly it.
One more time.
Honestly, Mike, it was great. Thank you.
Listeners, why not draw Mike Great Sex,
please?
What do you think he looks like?
Oh my god.
Thank you.
In part two, part three is a long reprise, isn't it?
It's 3:04.
Did you time it?
Absolutely.
Oh wow.
Because I was like, you can't fucking play it that far back.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
You basically
starts
go
off
back
the Hartnell.
To... Yeah.
Come on. Don't go that far back.
But Sarah rushes in and stops the robot from just pulverizing old Tom Baker.
K1.
Yeah.
We should mention his name, shouldn't we?
K1. He's a K1 robot, not K9.
K-Y,
K-1.
I call him. Because he's a smooth operator.
You're well, Jelly.
Nice, very good.
I've just written K1 as a Benny. I don't know.
He does go a bit mad.
Because now he escapes. Now he does a little thing where all of UNIT are fire rat-a-tat-tat at him.
They're rat-a-tatting, and he's like,
he doesn't care. He just walks out.
He's like, swivel.
Occasionally, you can see him.
He can't do that with his claws.
It's like,
do that though.
I'm sure you could do a really good wanking gesture. Sorry, everyone.
Come on.
He could.
That was what he was originally designed for.
Erect penis in that claw. It is perfect. The
coolest joke of all is that he wasn't given a penis.
That is true.
He'd probably rip your cock off, wouldn't he? Yeah.
To death with it.
That penis is then to be
got
up the
human
race.
Brainwaves, you'd be like, can I rank you off? No, not really. Oh, let me try. No, oh, you've ripped me cock off.
And then all the army officers watching turn to each other and go, I don't think this thing's going to work. That was literally the first thing it said.
Yeah, we turned him on. The first thing he wanted to do was masturbate us all. Absolutely pointless.
And the major's like, well, I don't know, I'm quite keen.
Bring it, have him sent to my house.
Bring the nappies.
Yeah. So he escapes in a van. He's a bit not as sort of firm on his feet, is he? He's still a bit toddlerish when he's sort of walking around.
Kettlewell's been tied up and he's in the filing cabinet, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
During that Benny moment.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah. Two people get it because then obviously Harry Sullivan.
Harry does as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sarah asks Kettlewell if she can infiltrate the Scientific Reform Society with his help.
Yes.
Because...
And he's like, maybe...
I don't know what use I'll be, but
I'm... Would you be interested in my new invention? An automatic pope. No idea what that means.
And then there's a lovely bit where they sort of find out the plan, which is that... there's been a big truce, a big global truce,
yes.
Where people have been put they've got some kind all the destructor codes for every nuclear weapon in the world.
Every single one.
And and they've been entrusted to the United Kingdom.
Yes, that's right. Because we're sort of the most responsible ally, aren't we?
Yes,
apparently.
And there's a lovely line.
Thoroughly British.
Yeah,
you see.
Lovely line from Tom Baker who says, "Well, of course, because the others are all foreigners."
Yes, that's right. Foreign. It's a great line.
Yeah. Very good. Mm. And so that's what they want to do. That basically the Scientific Reform Society want to hold the world to ransom. And I guess repopulate the world using...
It's a bit of a sketchy plan.
I haven't really thought it through.
They haven't put it against the robust yes and then what strategy.
I don't think they blue skied it enough.
No.
I used to have a boss who would, when you'd suggest something, they'd be like, and then what? You have to run it through that and reach a climax of, you know...
And then what?
Yeah.
And then what? When you've got the ransom, and then what?
Yeah.
We'll repopulate the earth. And then what?
in our own image.
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah. Everyone will look like Dennis Waterman, I guess.
Perfect. Actually, that sounds amazing.
I wouldn't argue with it.
Yeah. Actually. I want that to happen.
Bucket list.
You could have endless minder series.
So you're saying that what they ultimately want to do is a change the situation?
I think they do.
Just the same, say different things, different people.
Well, they want the right people, but not at the wrong time.
No.
Or the wrong location.
No.
They've got a good idea.
Yeah.
Just you keep them near,
they
could be so good for you.
There you go. Yeah. It's a good plan.
They want a Mickey.
So,
and also, what are they going to get for Aaron Dawes at Christmas?
Yes, so that's true. Mm. Well, I reckon get Mike Yates.
Mm.
She'd be like, Mike, listen. That was great, Zach. Thanks.
And they're like, but what, won't this be full of dangers? And they're like, it's all right. It's okay. Doesn't even matter if you're old and grey.
Is this old tricks?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he also do Home James? No, Home James. What was it? What was his series? On the Up? I don't know.
On the Up, yeah.
On the Up, going down.
I'm on the Up. I think it's like that.
I've just filled a cup with me own pizzle.
Odd show, but I liked it.
It's brilliant.
Every week.
So 10 series of say, come on, Ian.
Anyway, Kettlewell's behind the of the Scientific Reform Society.
He switches sides more often than a fucking tennis ball. He's like, they just want to be polo. Oh. He's one of my polo hole, the hole in the polo hole. Anyway, he sort of goes, oh, I'm actually one of the nasty ones. And a bit later he's like, oh, what have I done? And then he's like, I'm nasty again. Yeah.
There's a line in Community where the dean says, I just keep teaming up with whoever suggests it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he does. I think
you're right.
Whoever says, okay, Kettlewell, you're part of this thing, he goes, okay,
sure, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
AKA the Ray Winston and Indiana Jones and the King of the Crystal.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Best line in any film ever. You're a triple agent. Nah, I was just lying about being a double. Pointless.
Fucking waste of time.
Anyway, so yes, and then Sarah, the boxes that Sarah's been hiding behind get swept aside by the robot.
Yeah.
And she's revealed to be part of the revealed to all of them that she's been spying on them.
Yeah.
Yes, and the doctor arrives. Now the doctor infiltrates the Scientific Reform Society, which essentially is just a town hall meeting.
It's a parish meeting.
Of like all these Nazis who are going to destroy the world. By tripping a man up with his scarf.
Brilliant.
A lot of fun, isn't it?
And doing then, a little tap dance.
And then just little variety act.
A little variety act. We love that. Anyone for cards?
Card tricks, little dance. It's lovely, isn't it?
Batman's head in a lance.
Yeah.
I, when I was a kid, I couldn't fathom how he did the cards thing, but in retrospect...
They're all stuck together.
Yeah.
Blew your mind.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
How?
they're all stuck together.
They're all stuck together.
And then Unit come in, and they sort of... Does the doctor sort of get half shot, and he falls across the table?
He pretends to be shot and then winks. I don't
understand. I don't know
he literally just lies down and then goes, wink.
Yeah.
What?
And then there's got the second robot escape, the second where I think they've learned from the first one, because Jellicoe's sort of guide. I think Jellicoe's pretending to like hide behind it as like a shield. Yes. But actually, I think he's guiding the prop.
Yes, absolutely.
So now UNIT are like guns blazing. Everything's. Everyone's having a Benny now. Somehow Mrs. Winters captures Sarah Jane and the robot, and they escape in a horse box.
Has to be a horse box.
Has to be a horse
I like to imagine the Master's driving.
Yeah.
Get out of my TARDIS.
Yeah. That's amazing. And they head to the bunker.
Yeah.
Where all these despots usually end up.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, what?
All ends in a bunker, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As I said when I was playing golf the other day.
Nice.
Ooh, is this new character?
That would be a... I never read... You know, like, The Lighter Side of Golfing?
Oh,
those, like, books
right.
you used to, like, give yes. people. And it'd be really. Like, I don't know, the only thing you've got in common with Hitler is you've had an awful time in this bunker.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Is there a bigger trap on this course? There is, and I want you to shut it.
Oh, very good. Your golf's not bad, but you've got a fair way to go.
Yeah.
Bring two pairs of trousers in case you get a hole in one.
Very
that sort
nice.
Of
very good, on, gentle humour for dads who like golf.
Mm. I've got one. Hang on. You played that game like a cunt. No, hang on.
I bought this great book about scoring in golf. I couldn't putt it down.
Yeah. That's good.
That's very good.
I'm going out with Minnie Driver. We're having sexual intercourse.
I just went on a spending spree at Robert Dyer, and now I'm playing golf. I've got four irons.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll edit this out, but I know where Caddy is.
Is that Maddie?
Caddy McMahon.
Caddy McMahon. That won't be in it.
That's staying in.
Blimey.
Oh,
that's staying in. I want people to name and shame you for
it's
that.
It's too abstract to even be offensive. It's just like
it's not even bordering on offensive.
It's just baffling, isn't it?
It's just baffling.
Let's just move on.
It's like
anyway,
a French clown.
Frank, that book that you can buy in all shops called The Lighter Side of Golf. It's got a foreword by Frank Muir.
Oh, my Frank Muir. Lovely.
Golf.
What a mess.
Golf. A game played with sticks.
A gentleman's game where one takes a long walk. Sort of thing.
There we go. We love
Lovely.
It.
Lovely.
Perfect.
So buy that in shops. Anyway, then the robot starts firing at UNIT, and he zaps away a UNIT soldier.
He's got the disintegrating
gun.
And then...
Look at that. When that tank turns up, it's amazing.
Oh my God. How did they afford that?
I don't know.
How did they afford to get...
Someone pushing it into
the I heard that the Ministry of Defence lent them one.
Yes, I think that's how it works. And then it just zaps away.
Yeah.
They must have spent years... planning that affection.
Years.
Mm. Well, it's hard, isn't it, to achieve that, because you've then got to sort of roll it back, and it's all very difficult.
You've got to make sure the camera's in the same place for
each
shot. God. Or hear me out, they could just use a little shit model. CSO
we'll
in.
Know.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Either way, then he goes, go now, or I shall destroy you all. End of part three.
He's got a modicum of like, I don't want to do this, but I will. Programming makes me, but I don't want to do it.
He's done more, he's killed more people than people who don't even have a problem with.
That's right.
So it's quite strange. Harry knocks out Jellicoe.
Yeah.
And then the robot, there's this sort of to-ing and fro-ing out and into the bunker.
Yeah.
Which is sort of gets a bit confusing. Kettlewell's killed by the robot.
I know. Yeah. Killed by his own creation.
Yeah, and he has
like in Pinocchio.
Yeah. Also worth noting that Kettlewell looks exactly like Dr. Steve Brühl from Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job.
Yeah.
Like him. Like his dad. For your health!
Did I read that the writer of this was inspired by King Kong?
Yes. Well, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the Fay Wray element.
It literally becomes fucking King Kong in a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this is stupid. Also, I was expecting when I looked it up, because you know often the story usually has a different title. This is always, as far as I can tell, this has always just been called Robot.
Is it? It's a book called Doctor Who and the Giant Robot.
I'm still
so
quite
glad
lame.
They said robot. Doctor Who and the Giant Robot. It's pathetic.
Yeah, but so is Robot.
I quite like Robot. Mm.
Doctor Who and the Two Gay Fascists.
That's better.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah. Kettlewell's Lament.
Oh.
That sounds like a fisherman's story.
Kind of just because like Doctor Who and the Something of Doom.
Dr. Cock and the Metal. Fuck.
The Robot of Doom.
The Robot of Doom. Robots of Death obviously is coming.
Cock and the Metal Fuck.
Dr. Cock, please, can you... Photoshop
Dr.
request.
Dr. Cock, please, we help you.
Because, the Doctor stops the countdown, but then the countdown
starts again.
And it's all... We spend a lot of time in that quite dreary bunker, which is not nice. But then... they start the restart the countdown, but then everyone just says, "Oh, well, like all the other worlds."
Don't worry, we'll tell the people in the things.
Yeah, and they'll just stop
an anti-code.
Mm. Yeah, they do the anti-code.
Yeah,
do some science things.
Yeah, and then the doctor, then the robot leaves the bunker, and the brigadier tries to use the gun against the robot.
I don't understand this. we've just seen it make a tank disappear.
Yeah,
it's
somebody
that makes the robot big.
Yeah.
Disintegrator gun, which means everything it fires at disintegrates, but the robot gets gouged.
You know when you have a drill and you can't remember whether you've got it set on undo the screw or screw it in?
Yes. Yeah.
He had that little notch, so it was either disintegrate or make big.
So the Hoover stuck from Suck and Blow.
Yeah.
You see in cartoons.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
You could have done it the other way and shrunk him down really tiny.
Well, that
he does. I thought that was what they were going to do.
Yeah. So then he picks up Sarah Jane.
Yeah, puts her on the roof of a building.
Yep. When you've starred in a thriller with a great big gorilla, then you're Fay Wray.
Very
nice.
Beautiful, actually.
Thank you. So that all goes a bit King Kong and she's left on a ceiling.
Well, I've written here, the robot is so very kind and caring towards Sarah, it's only a matter of time before he sends her a picture of his penis.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't got one, she just gets a picture
she'll
of just like
get a
some
dick pic, won't she?
Yeah, like some sheet metal or something.
He might have a little bum. Nuts and bolts and oil comes out.
When he's really nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, the batteries fall out.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Duracell everywhere.
Yeah.
He's not well. He's not well.
He's in industry now.
Would you like to see my scart lead? No.
So, anyway, the doctor then does some chemistry.
Can I point out as well that the doctor walks over somewhat the brigadier's great line?
Yeah.
What was that?
The brigadier goes, "Curiouser and curiouser." Mm. And everyone's going, "Oh, yeah, from Alice in Wonderland."
Yeah,
he goes, "Said Alice."
Yeah.
If I was the brigadier, I'm going, "That's what I just said."
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I tell you what that reminds me of is in Lord of the Rings, or is it The Hobbit? I think it's The Hobbit, where they're all the hobbits are they're being pursued.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the hobbits goes, "Out of the frying pan," and then Ian McKellen goes, "And into the fire."
Yeah, that's what I was
and
saying.
And into the fire.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was exactly what I
meant. Where the future Charles, not them.
He's been workshopping this impression.
Magneto. Yeah. Where the future Charles, not them.
You should have killed me when you had the chance.
Kill me when you had the chance, Charles.
Is that what they say?
Is that what they say?
A wizard is never early or late. He turns up exactly when he fucking wishes to. Sort of thing.
Very good.
Yeah.
The thing is about that Hobbit thing is, again, no one's seen it.
So, it's not a great reference.
You know.
So then...
Is that the one where they all wash up and sing?
Yes.
That can fuck off.
Yes.
Hey,
that can really
and then after that, they then gather around the fire and sing again.
Don't they all get in barrels at one point and have a ride?
That's the second one, yeah.
God, so
and they film it with GoPro cameras, so it looks really weird.
Oh, don't like it.
No,
at all.
It's terrible.
I've got them all on Blu-ray.
Why? Again, we need to have an intervention for you or something. Because I bet you're going to... Well, we'll get there when we get there.
Blu-ray!
Anyway, then the doctor does some chemistry and makes a big bucket of anti-robot.
Which he then sort of carries like he's going to go and clean the windows.
He's about to do a dirty protest on like Greenham Common.
And he just goes, bit on his leg.
It's proper...
Dribbles on his leg.
Confession to a window cleaner kind of thing. He's like, sorry.
Well, that does remind me, didn't Tom do that Italian film? He does get his bum out and willy
out.
Does he get his willy out in the Canterbury Tales?
Yeah, his Winkle Factory.
Yeah,
Canterbury Tales, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can. I think some of those are Tumblr, isn't there, of all Dr. Willy's?
Oh, I don't think you see his Tumblr.
He's got Batman's car. Which Doctor Who willies are available?
This is just off the top of my head, if you'll excuse the expression.
It's no Hartnell, obviously.
No Hartnell.
No, there's a lot of Hartnell.
It's all Hartnell.
Yeah, I think certainly Tennant's is out there.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Matt Smith was leaked, but that's, you know, his own problem.
Go to the doctor about that. Yeah. Or it looks like a leak.
But I haven't, because that's an invasion of privacy.
Of course.
I don't know if Capaldi's ever done a...
I don't want to see any of them. I'm just curious, because Tom's obviously I have seen. I didn't want to. I've seen. I don't want Pertwee's. I can't imagine he got his knob out. A very dark episode of Wurzel Gelling.
Well, obviously he gets cut off in at the end of
Adventures of Private Eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think does Wurzel Gelling change his knob, like his head?
Yeah.
I put my formal cock on.
Put the old black mamba on.
Oh no.
Sorry, yeah.
The robot dies.
Yay.
Oh, no!
See, I thought he was going to get all small and be tiny, like, and I thought the joke was going to be like a little toy robot.
Yeah. Oh, and just put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like Brum.
But it literally melts.
Yeah.
It just melts.
He comes back. You know how Brum used to have like a prop from the adventure he just had that would be in the back of his...
Right.
That would be a lovely thing.
Yeah.
I tell you what would be lovely. If it shrunk and then... Forever, and you could always see it in the TARDIS on a shelf or something.
Yeah,
in a little bell jar, like,
going, "Kill me!" Yeah.
Occasionally, opens the lid back up. Why did they give me a nose? Yeah. Or a burp, like.
And then the doctor gives Sarah a jelly baby.
Oh, love it.
Lovely.
And that's sort of them going, you are the new doctor, aren't you? It's never really been your dad. He's not one of those, like, he has a bit of a brain fog, but he's sort of the doctor all the way through. But this is sort of her going, you're the doctor.
He does this entire, story on muscle memory, doesn't he? Like, he's not fully there yet.
Yes, yeah.
But it works beautifully.
And, And then he has to go to dinner at the palace, which it must be weird if the Queen's going to be there going, you're here because you threw a bucket with stuff at a massive robot.
I hear you threw a bucket with stuff at a robot.
It's actually in one of the episodes of The Crown. The doctor visits.
Yeah, in Bessie. Is this the car you drove up to the robot in? Yes. This is the bucket. She knights the bucket.
I dub thee a pail.
It's in a bucket now. Ridiculous.
But they all go off in the TARDIS, and then the Brigadier turns up and says, we're dinner at the palace, and then he sees their god and goes, well, I'll tell he'll be a little late. And I think that is such a good ending
to
this.
Good
it's
a
so wonderful.
But imagine having to ring up the palace and go, listen, you ain't coming.
What?
She's probably used to it. He's probably invited him before. He saved the world, and he's just fucking got rid of a load of dinosaurs. Yeah, robot's a piece of piss.
True.
Yeah. And so there endeth. Robot, just called Robot.
Robot.
Do we have any God is my nose?
Well, we have to score it first.
What are we scoring out of?
100 great sexes.
Yeah, 100 great sexes. Yeah.
That'll... Okay.
It's the only thing that can make sense.
I love this.
Of course you do.
I think it's a lovely debut for Tom. Yeah. It's obviously, it's been said many times, it's a bit of a Pertwee holdover.
Yes.
I think it's very charming, it's very lovely. What year was it brought out?
1974.
I think that's about right. I think 74 for robots.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yes, I completely agree. It's a lovely debut for Tom, isn't it? It's good fun. I like the fact that actually it's not an alien and it's not anything mad. It's just bloody mankind, man cruel, isn't it?
Yes.
They've developed something and
really
it's become self-aware and it goes on a killing spree.
Yeah.
So it's actually very sort of like localised to just sort of like human issues, which is quite rare for Doctor Who. So it's really good fun. Sarah Jane's brilliant as usual. The robot design's brilliant fun. The casting's really good. It rattles along, which I like. Mm-hmm. Really rattles along. So I will also give it 74.
74.
Yes.
Yes.
74 completely. Having wonderful sex. Great sex.
I completely agree. Yeah, I really love it. I love the fact that most of the stories, he's lying down.
Yeah.
He's so loose,
isn't he? Sanguine all the time, coming up with these great ideas effortlessly, because as we say, he's not fully there. So I just love it. I actually give you exact same score.
Because
I think any more is too much, and then less is too less.
Let's go. Well, we're all in accord.
Yeah.
2-2-2 for robots.
Yeah, beautiful
seems,
number.
Seems lovely. Yes. 2-2-2.
What three ballet dances.
Yeah.
Actually, two.
One and a half.
One and a half. Heather Mills in a ballet dance. So, correspondence.
Yes.
Andrew O'Neill says, ooh, seems a bit old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. Quintessential comfort blanket Doctor Who.
Yes.
A real in-between one. More like a Pertwee story than much of Pertwee's last season. Tom starts so well when his face lights up on remembering the brig.
Yeah.
We know the definitive Doctor has arrived.
Yes. Oh,
Ben Thomas, robot. Big Tom's King Kong Ding Dong. A fairly bog standard unit story with the new Doctor crammed into the Pertwee-shaped hole might have ended badly as a botched prostate examination. Luckily, Baker's manic energy unbalances the by-then cosy format and a pleasingly archaic... Sorry, there's another tweet and I've suddenly got no data.
No.
Oh, no.
No data. I am a robot. There you go. Is that a good feeling?
I liked it.
Yeah. Seamless. There is the Wi-Fi.
I know. I was saying I've got the Wi-Fi. Oh, I wasn't in the Wi-Fi, see? It's all right. I've got lots of editing to do in this episode anyway.
So. Oh, no. Sometimes we just put these out just as it happens.
Sometimes. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, all of it. Unvarnished.
In a pleasingly archaic way, his instant rapport with Liz Slade is delightful, and Ian Marta's bumbling but indomitable Harry Sullivan rounds off a perfectly balanced TARDIS triumvirate.
Oh.
That Scientific Reform Society meeting in episode 3 reminds me of a Doctor Who convention in the 1990s, albeit with a much lesser degree of danger of being sexually assaulted by redacted on legal advice.
Oh, God.
Colour Horizon reviews. Robot, not entirely sure how Miss Winters, Jellicoe and Kettle will plan on repopulating the Earth.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Bobby Peru, quick fact about Robot. Parts of this story were recorded at the same time as Planet of the Spiders. Oh. So Pertwee and Baker were literally playing the Doctor at the same time.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Also, imagine the joy I had seeing the same Action Man tank as mine up there on the screen, the cheap bastards. Matt Callington says, good solid start for Tom, some dodgy 70s CSO, but a standard fascist organisation that cropped up a lot in the unit area. Yeah, era even. We get the wonderful Harry. It's such a shame they cut him out early. This is my favourite TARDIS crew.
Yes.
We are wrong. No, thank you. Andrew F. says, yes, it's a hand-me-down Pertwee story. We're making King Kong on a budget of 20p, but I like this one. Tom Baker makes a great first impression, so does Ian Marta as Harry, and the robot is one of my favourite Who monsters ever. Gavin Lucan says, a bog-standard Pertwee mad scientist story, single-handedly elevated by Tom Baker's glorious madness. Sarah and Harry are wonderful as Harry deserve, and Harry deserve better. 70 out of 100 man set by scientist hairdos.
There you go, it's about the same as us.
Yeah. Jonathan Roberts says, oh, Jonathan, we want a picture of great sex, please. not the act. Jonathan Roberts, who does good paintings. Odd that the robot became a villain of choice for Doctor Who's extracurricular activities in the 70s. Weetabix cards, comics, toys, Blackpool and Illumination, Tableless, public appearances, etc. One story, and it's up there living that Dalek life. The robots of death must have been furious.
Well, what's weird is he's absolutely correct. There is, I think, like an art card or a puzzle or something, which is lots of robots fighting on an alien planet. You sort of think, oh, they haven't actually watched the episode, because that's not what happens. it's a man-made thing, and there's only one of them.
Quite often, if you're wandering around B&M, you can find the robot for sale as a figurine.
It's weird. It, like I says, it's just one episode, but iconic. Yeah. I hope they don't bring it back, though. Please don't bring it back.
No.
Al Knapp says, King Kong meets Frankenstein isn't a complex plot, but it flies along at a cracking pace, and the chemistry between Tom and his companions is instant.
Yeah.
To the seven-year-old me, the CSO is impressive, and I saw K1 at a Who exhibition and nearly shat myself. 79. What happened to K28A?
K1's probably the internal skeleton of the honey monster.
Yeah.
Take the flesh off the honey monster.
And that's what it looks
underneath.
Like.
Hey! Don't tell him what happens if you point the disintegrator gun at me, mummy.
I need to kill the human race, mummy.
The Watcher 1963 says, this one... the one that's a real-life cartoon strip. From the Action Man tank to the fiendish professor, who earlier in life looks like he was offering terminations to single 1960s mothers.
Oh, Christ.
There's much fun to be had in this four-parter. 80 disintegrated guns out of 100.
Wow.
And Pippa Musgrave says, maddest mad professor in the history of Who, watch out for the spilt oil.
Nice.
So I like the fact that three people have scored it there and they're around the same level as what we've given it. So I think that's a consistent feeling.
Wonderful stuff. Well, thank you for joining us at the start of 2024. We're kicking off with a strong one here.
In the words of Matt Yates, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder that you can follow our Patreon if you want extra early releases for every episode and also extra releases, AMAs and things like that. If you want to do that, there's no pressure.
We've done episodes on all sorts of Doctor Who adjacent.
Yes, exactly. But obviously these will all be out for free eventually as well, because we are like that. We are kind.
Very kind.
We are good.
Kind elderly gentleman.
Well, Tom is. Tom runs the Patreon. He's a very kind.
Kind.
How much do you reckon he's skimming off the top?
Yeah. Nice diamond glasses you're wearing
thank
today.
Thank you so much. Go, thank
goes
you. They're
your
subtle.
Platinum hat. I believe you Christmased in Fiji again.
What are we doing next week? Do we want to tip our hat?
We could tip our hat, can we?
No.
No.
No hats.
Listen
tip.
To me, everybody. Fuck off.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Rodney, I'm a robot, and I do as I am told. They made me out of metal, but they painted me gold. I go. I am a robot. I'm Rodney, I'm a robot, and I do what you say. I answer all your questions, I am here to obey. I am a robot. I am a robot. Robot, what time is it? I know I'll be late again. Where are my shoes?
Robot, what time is it?
7:04.
Where is my breakfast? And please shut the door.
Robot, the tea.
Kippers for me.
And don't forget milk for the cat.
The garden needs weeding.
The budgie needs feeding.
And please will you fetch me?
Please will you fetch me my hat? Rodney, I'm your robot, and I wouldn't mind if you gave me all your orders, one at a time. If you're not very careful, I know I'll go pop, and then my computer will finally stop. Rodney, our robot, we think you're the best. Sit down, put your feet up, you must.